What's up and welcome to another episode of the Triumphant Life podcast. I'm your host, Nicholas Trevelyan, but hey, my friends call me Nicky T, and we're friends at this point if you listen to the Triumphant Life podcast, so you can call me Nicky T from here on out. But guys, the Triumphant Life podcast is truly my passion project. I started this podcast coming out of my accident. I had a tumor on my spine. I was paralyzed from the waist down and in the ICU for 2 weeks. And on a journey, on a trip, I decided to start the Triumphant Life podcast. So on this show, I really try to share things about business, yes, marketing, yes, life and goal setting. I just try to add some energy and value to your life in 15 minutes or less. That's my goal with every episode because I listen to podcasts too. You're busy. You don't have 45 minutes or an hour to listen to me run on. You know, chances are you're either driving or like me, I listen to podcasts when I'm on a walk or on a run or on the treadmill. So I want to just jump in, add some value to your life and just really hit this out the gates. And so what do we have today? You being the hero in your own story. Let me explain. You know, in the world that we live in with Instagram and influencers and all the above, you know, we tend to emulate and look up to these influencers, these gurus, right? These quote unquote self-help experts and all the above. And I totally get it. I do the same thing myself, but I want to just unpack this today. What makes them different from you? Aren't you the hero in your own story? You know, oftentimes we look up to these people almost like they're superhuman. And I've done the same, but I wanted to share with you guys in today's episode and really give you permission to start becoming your own influencer. Like, I see you as that person. I see you as the hero in your own story or in your own movie as the lead character, right? The best part is you hold the pen, you're the director, you're the writer, you get to write the entire story. And I just want to stress to you that these influencers are no different than you are. And chances are, if you listen to this, you need that exposure to grow your business or, you know, to reach more people or whatever that is in your life. And instead of consuming their content, what if we started producing your own? You know, how often do you spend, you know, consuming content on the gram or on YouTube or whatever? Odds are 30 minutes, an hour a day. Let's say you're spending an hour a day. What if you spent 30 minutes looking at other people's content, but then 30 minutes producing your own? Let me just explain a couple stories that I've had run into my life. And I actually had a couple people message me this of how do I step into that role of that content creator or that person on video or that YouTube star or whatever. And I just want to share with you first, like the mindset of it. So I want to share with you guys my mindset. A few years ago, this must have been, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, we're at a conference and they had one of the, you know, the gurus on stage. You know them all, right? And for this conference, they were doing autographs with this person in, you know, like the lobby. And we step out and I was with a couple friends and one of them was just geeked out to get this person's autograph. And so we get in the lobby and there must have been a line, you know, 1,000 people long. Like people had ran to get this person's autograph. And my buddy looks at me and he goes, "Hey man, I'm going to hop in line to get his autograph." And I was like, "All right, cool. It looks like a few hours." And he goes, "You're going to get in line with me?" And I was like, "No man, you're cool. I'm going to go get a bite to eat, go rest up. And I'm going to start working on the stuff I just learned." And he goes, "You don't want his autograph?" And this is the lesson I'm going to bring home to you. And I said it kindly. I said, "No, man, with all due respect, I don't need another man's autograph. Sure, I think he's a cool guy and I'd love to meet him maybe, but I don't need his autograph. I should be signing autographs for myself." And he looked at me and he's like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "Well, is he any different than you?" And he goes, "No." And I was like, "Don't you want to be where he's at on stage?" He goes, "Yeah." And I go, "So why would you bow down to him in that situation?" I'm not trying to be rude or derogatory about autographs. Don't get me wrong. Like, meeting these people is awesome. But what I was trying to stress to him is he's no different than you. And for you listening to me right now, that person that you emulate on the gram, they're no different than you. They're only human. Check this out. So I just spent the last 3 days in a workshop with a mega guru. They're out of London and just somebody I look up to. He's doing $500,000 per month in business. And so I signed up for one of his high-end workshops. So we had 72 hours with him and his team. And what was really cool as we log in, you know, you see the edited videos on YouTube or the filtered stuff on the gram. And so we hop on. And I started noticing typos like on some of his worksheets. His Zoom presentation wasn't working. In the middle of the workshop, the microphone battery died and he went blank. We're doing a Zoom and his internet connection kept coming in and out. And I started laughing because don't we all have those same problems and same issues as we're running a Zoom or whatever? You forget to record it. And I started chuckling going, "Man, you can really edit things up in a 2-minute YouTube video." You know what I'm saying? Like you can only show people the highlight reel. And I started thinking, wow, he's no different than me. He's got a team. He's in the same thing. And at the end of the 3 days, he sat down on camera. The guy had presented for 3 days. He said, "Guys, I'm kind of tired. I want to get home to my wife and have a beer." And I kind of laughed. I was like, he's just like me. He's just like you. And I want to stress to you that they're no different than you. They just might be a little bit farther ahead. So So instead of bowing down to them and putting them on a pedestal, what if you started putting yourself on that pedestal? You know, a few years ago, I made a decision where I don't wear brand logos on t-shirts anymore. I wear just plain tees. If you look at most of my stuff, you'll only see me in plain tees or plain colors. And the reason for this is I don't need to wear somebody else's brand. Somebody else had the vision and the goal to get their logo, and I don't need somebody else's logo. So we started doing a lot of Triumph of Life swag. We're working on launching a Triumph of Life apparel line. But I just made a decision. I would never do that. I would never wear somebody else's logo on my chest or some other man's name on my back. Doesn't make sense. And I want to stress to you, because this isn't about me. What I'm trying to stress to you is this. You are that hero. I don't know what your goals are, right? I don't know the people that you look up to. But what makes them any different than you? Nothing at all. They might have some cool packaging. They might have some cool, you know, marketing, but they're no different than you. And I see you in that light. Let me explain what I mean. It's at a conference. Funny, a lot of these stories are conferences because that's where, you know, a lot of achievers go and a lot of these, you know, kind of quote unquote online celebrities go. And so we're at a conference in Nashville 2 years ago, Funnel Hacking Live for ClickFunnels is where we were at. And so we took a group of us, I think we had eight of us go, and we all rented a house and we do this thing where we go to seminars, like my mastermind will all go and we'll bunk up together. And like, a, you know, that was like a three-story house and everybody had the rooms and we're all together. It's really, really cool. So we're in the conference and I see a dude in the back of the room that was like an online, like Instagram celebrity, had like 2 million followers. And he's somebody I've looked up to. I was like, dude, that guy's so badass. And so in the break, like I just walked right up to him. I said, hey, what's up, man? I'm Nick. Nice to meet you. Just like a friend. And I'm sitting there just bullshitting with the guy. And he stops me. He goes, hey, man, can I just say thanks? I go, what? And he goes, bro, I'm in this marketing conference. Everybody here knows who I am. He's like, you're one of the only guys to walk up and just say hi and treat me like a friend. And without skipping a beat, I go, yeah, brother, you're no different than me. You're just like 5 years ahead. And he goes, dude, I love that. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is that business person that's on stage, that person you look up to, that author, that person on video, that, you know, relationship that's been so good, you know, your church, whatever you, that person that you look up to, they're no different than you. They just might be a little bit farther ahead. And I started saying this to myself. I started purposely walking up to these gurus to let them know that they were no different than me in my own mind. Does that make sense? I had a really cool experience a couple weeks ago. A gentleman was getting ready to go on stage and he's a dear friend of mine, somebody I look up to, but he's a badass. And so he was speaking at the, he was like the headliner at this conference. So before he went on, I could tell he was warming up. Well, for me, guys, you know, inspirational speaking's what I do and something that I love. And I want to be in that environment more. So I got up from the conference and I went to the back of the room because they were miking him up and stuff. And I was just like, hey, brother, I hope you crush it up there. And I wanted to see the room of all of these people and what the stage looked like from the back of the room as he was getting ready to go on. Because I wanted to put myself with him. And what was interesting is we were standing there having a conversation. I was like, dude, can I get you anything? You need some water? Because I know what it's like to be on stage. But the speaker that I wanted to be like, I went and stood next to. And I started putting myself in that environment because I'm the hero in my own story and you are the hero in yours. It's like, is this hitting home for you? They are no different than you. So I'm going to give you some action steps here in a second. But I want to share with you one last lesson that a dear friend of mine did. Jason, I hope you're listening, brother. There's a guru out there that him and I both look up to. I think the guy's got 4 or 5 million Instagram followers. He's got $1 million per year business. The guy just seems untouchable. And what was interesting, and here's what Jason did, and this is going to set up today's lesson and really give you some impactful stuff. The gentleman had made a post online, and unfortunately, he had lost his dog, okay? We can all know heart-wrenching, right? But he had put like an Instagram story up. Jason's never met this guy, and again, he's got like 4 million followers. He had lost his dog, and Jason went out of his way to have a custom painting made. So the gentleman had posted a photo of him and his dog. Well, Jason took a snapshot of that, and he really respects this guy, and he's made an impact, you know, without him even knowing it on his life, right? Through the stuff that he shares and his messaging and his branding and really his mission. So Jason was so touched by him, he grabbed that, had an art painting made of that photo and shipped it to him. Now, what do you think this guru thought? You know, he lost his dog and then this painting comes in. Such a beautiful gesture, right? Well, here's where the story gets interesting. Is that gentleman was so touched by it, he had his team reach out and invite Jason to come spend the day with him at his office. So Jason lives in Phoenix, Arizona, and they're a couple states away. And Jason literally, the guru that, you know, seems untouchable because of that gesture, Jason got to spend the whole day with him having mentorship. And they got to see his Lamborghinis and he got to see his operation and all the above. And why do I share that story with you? We're all human. I don't care how many, you know, followers you have or how many views you have. We're all human, right? That guy just had goals. He had goals and he went and got them and went and achieved them. And other people see that. And so the guru that you're, you know, quote unquote, looking at as a celebrity or even a celebrity, they're all human, right? And I want to make sure that you understand that wherever you're trying to go, create that story for yourself. All those people had goals just like you do, right? They go through the art of achieving goals just like you do. The same struggles, the same roadblocks. You know, they struggle with, you know, nutrition. They struggle with energy, with exercising, with getting their content created. They struggle with team stuff. We all have problems, and problems don't change. They just grow on a different level. And that story is so interesting because, you know, that guy saw Jason 10 years ago. He saw himself in that, right? Looking up to the same gurus on stage. And that's why I'm sharing this episode. So how do you start becoming the hero in your own story? You have to put yourself in those situations. You have to start emulating the habits, routines, and rituals of those people. If that person looks a certain way and you want to be like that, I'm not saying grab what they're doing and make it yours. But if that's what you want, start doing it. Start putting yourself in those situations. You know, for me, a personal goal, I've been wanting to surf my whole life. And so my first year living in San Diego, I didn't surf. But what I did every morning was I went to one of the big surf spots and I started having coffee with the surfers. I didn't know what I was saying. Hey, how's it out there today? You know, I was learning their verbiage and their language, but I put myself in that environment. I'll tell you, for months, it was uncomfortable as shit because I didn't know anything that was going on. And they're launching the boards for the day and stuff. And I'm just sitting there observing. You know, if you want to get more fit, go to the gym where people are really fit. If you want to start networking with those types of people, go to the happy hour where they do that. I heard a story of a top realtor in LA County. What he did was he started working out at the gym where all the celebrities worked out at. He started having coffee at all of the coffee shops where all the celebrities worked out at or got coffee at. Now, if that's the situation, you're working out in the morning, a celebrity walks in and you're the high-end realtor to the stars or want to be, guess what? You can walk up and say hi. And they share some stories of him getting like high-end deals in line in Starbucks. You could have coffee anywhere, but he chose to put himself in that environment. What environments are you choosing to put yourself in? And it's uncomfortable and it sucks, right? And sure, like me walking up to like a guru speaker and be like, hey, dude, what's up? Did that suck? Yeah, my heart pounded out of my chest. I'm shocked I even got the words out, but I was able to do it. Now, where could you go? What could you do? What would your content look like? Okay, instead of consuming that person's content, how did they do that video? Go record that video tomorrow. Where are they getting those images created that you freaking look up to so much? Then go create that exact image for yourself. Instead of quoting them, quote yourself. Instead of sharing their quotes, start sharing your own quotes. I am giving you permission today to step into that person today, not next week, not next month, today. Boom, instantaneously step into that person that you want to be. So how do you become that person? Because Nick, well, I'm not that type. I don't have that many followers yet. Well, how do you think they started? You have to start somewhere. Put that vision in your mind of where you ultimately want to be and then start doing what it takes to get there on a daily basis. So those are your action steps. You know, when you sign up for the Triumph of Life podcast, one, I'm going to convince you that you have greatness inside of you. And two, we're not just going to talk about it. We're going to give you action steps to move forward. So how do you become the hero in your story? Start doing it. You need some new clothes? Go get a new wardrobe. Go to the grocery store, get a new diet. Go sign up for the new gym. You want those shoes that gal's been wearing online? Go get them, put them on, and then go crush a video doing that. What types of cameras are they doing? What do their backdrops look like, right? Well, how do they run their business? You know, it was interesting. I was at a mastermind and there was these people, they were showing success stories on stage. One guy doing 100 grand a month, another doing 300, another doing 500. And I'll never forget, this guy comes out doing 900 grand per month. And eyes in the crowd were just like glazed over looking at him. But he or she is no different than you. So the thing that I am trying to stress to you today on today's episode is that you have that greatness inside of you. You have that story. You are the superhero. So instead of watching other superheroes' movies, yeah, I'm sure you can watch it from a third party like spectator, knowing that you're going to build your own movie. You are the hero in your own story and you hold the pen to write that story. You're the director to make it look how you want to. And like, right, it's your life. And I just hope that this gives you permission and a little bit of encouragement that they're no different than you. You are a hero. And oftentimes, you know, Superman didn't know it was Superman right up front, right? Spider-Man didn't know it was Spider-Man. Oftentimes it takes you this discovery process to find those skills within you, but you have greatness inside of you. I believe in you, and go write your own story because you're a hero. Oh my gosh, what did you think of this episode? I had a blast recording it. I hope you can hear the passion and conviction in my voice when it comes to this topic, because guys, I'm with you. I'm no different than you. I'm not talking to you, I'm talking with you. And I'm sharing some things that I've struggled with and I've worked on and am currently working on in my life. So I hope this episode rang home to you, added some value, some energy to your life. Now, if it did, the greatest compliment I could ever get are two things. One, share it with a friend. And two, leave me a review on iTunes. It would mean the world to me to know that you're getting value out of this. And heck, go over to Instagram, shoot me a message once you listen to this. Let me know what you learned. I love hearing the feedback on something that I shared that you took and used in your life. So shoot me a message on Instagram and let me know what you learned. And finally, if there's anything I can do to personally help you in your life, in your business, with your goals, please reach out. Go to callwithnickyt.com. What we'll do is we'll hop on a strategy session. It's free, doesn't cost you anything. We'll chat about your goals. We'll come up with some sort of a solution and action plan. I just want to add value to your life. Again, that's callwithnickyt.com. But guys, thank you for listening. This has been another episode of the Triumph Life Podcast. And we'll see you on the next one.